I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. He's currently canvassing the state, drumming up support for Proposal 1. That goes before voters next week, where voters will be deciding the fate of the measure that raises the state's sales tax in an effort to free up funding for road improvements and road construction in Michigan. Here's more with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly.
Proposal 1 fixes our roads, and everybody knows that our roads stink. I mean, this problem has been brewing over the course of the last 15 years, getting worse and worse for our people. We spend billions extra every year to operate vehicles in our state because of the condition of our roads. So Proposal 1, it unties that complicated knot, that inefficient system that we have today, and leaves us with one that constitutionally guarantees a revenue stream toward our roads in the future. And that's the strongest argument in favor of Proposal 1, is that you don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to trust any political system anymore. It puts in our Constitution the requirement, the guarantee, all the taxes paid at the pump go to our roads and our bridges, our transportation system, instead of the system we have today, where about half of it goes to something other than roads and bridges. And then and then also it through the sales tax makes sure that the changes don't negatively impact our schools and our local government. So it's a proposal that there's several pieces to it, but there's only several pieces of it, so that it takes care of all of the different aspects of making this type of a change and putting in place a permanent system for the future.
What is your reaction to critics saying that this is just another convoluted mess and it's going to have its problems?
If you think about the system that we have today, think about it like a knot. And if you were to put instructions together, how do you untie that knot? Yeah, the process of untying the knot might be complicated, but what we're left with is a very simple, straightforward system. So today we have a system where some taxes at the pump are through percentage of the sales price. Some are based on how many gallons are sold. Some goes to schools, some goes to local government, some go to roads, some goes to general funds, according to our Constitution. Those are the things that happen today. Proposal 1 unties all that complicated mess and leaves it with this. It says every tax paid at the pump, constitutionally guaranteed to go to our roads and our bridges, and sales taxes are for schools and local governments. It's a very simple, straightforward solution. It's just that we've got a system today that is so complicated, so inefficient, that undoing it takes a few steps. But this is the thing that I'd like to make sure people will understand, is that Proposal 1 makes it so you don't have to trust any legislature or any governor in the future. It puts in place a constitutional guarantee that is ongoing and would give our people the types of roads and bridges that they deserve.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly with us this morning. We're talking about Proposal 1, the vote coming up next week on the 5th, where voters will decide its fate. Lieutenant Governor, as we look at this, it's been very clear that there is no plan B, at least in this current situation. What happens if this measure does not pass?
Plan B is the status quo. I mean, people are living it every day. I have seen a lot of things put on the table over the course of my time in state government. I've been in state government since 2007. And this has been a top item on just about everybody's issue since then, and on everybody's list since then. And I've never seen a proposal that's been able to gain enough support to even come close to passage, let alone actually pass. And so when people say there's no plan B, it's just that every idea that anybody's been able to come up with so far, it's been up and either voted down or didn't even, most of them don't even get to a point where they have enough support to get a vote. And so that's why when we look at it, the most likely alternative is the status quo. It's what we're living every day with these roads. The problem with that is our roads are going to get worse because our system today, our road system today was built on a lot of borrowed dollars, and we can't keep on borrowing dollars and just heaping on the debt in the next generation. So, for us, we're not going to borrow any more money. We need to make sure that we're covering the cost and not leaving it for our kids.
Lieutenant Governor, we appreciate your time here. And real quick, while we do have a couple of seconds, just your thoughts on what we've seen in terms of the bipartisan support of this measure. Former U.S. Senator Carl Levin coming out, prominent Democrat, of course, the governor as a support. What are your thoughts on that?
the coalition supporting this is very, very wide. I've never seen, you know, the range of support across the aisle that we see for this proposal one, and it's because bad roads, they're not a partisan issue. It's something that Republicans and Democrats and independents and everybody has to deal with. And so this is one where, you know, people came together across the state and across the aisle in order to put Proposal 1 on the ballot. It was a wide bipartisan vote to do so. And so hopefully people will give a really close look to it.
That's the comments of Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.